The MO of the Pleasantville Trojan offense has been no secret. They want to ground and pound and power their way into the end zone. It also helps when you have two bruiser of backs in Cale Lester and Cale Anthony. The two have combined for over 1,000 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns on the ground. And it begs the question, who is the true king of the Pleasantville backfield? Well, there's only one way to settle this. It's Cale versus Cale.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
And standing in the first corner, coming in at a whopping 5'7", going on 6 feet, weighing 180 pounds. His favorite pregame meal is a great bowl of kale with ranch dressing. Cale Lester.
Coach Mac Jorth, what does Cale bring to the team?
Cale Lester is a bruising running back who has great vision and is very hard to bring down. He has a great ability to make cuts in the hole, make guys miss, and just get that extra yardage whenever there's a crowd.
Now, Cale, why do you think you are the better back?
As a runner, I like getting hit. It's pretty fun. But I think I'm short enough that they don't even see me going through there, and I just go straight through them.
Great strategy, Cotton. Cale, what leadership qualities do you bring to the team?
Well, I'm a junior.
Excuse me, Cale. I was talking to Cale.
Yeah, that's me, not you. I mean, I am a quiet leader. I'm not much of a talker, but on the field, I bust my butt and do anything I can for my teammates.
Cale says he'll do anything for his teammates. Well, you be the judge.
The Earlham 24-yard line, second and two. Andoff goes back up to Lester. He's got a first down. He's still running. Across the 10, 5, and that's going to be a touchdown, Trojans. First and goal from the 5-yard line. Power eye formation for Quentin. He'll hand it off to Lester. Trying to go off right tackle. He'll kick it back to the left, and he's in there for a touchdown. How about the vision by Cale Lester? He saw on the backside. He cut it in for the 5-yard touchdown run. Here we go. Second and 6. 4:40 left to go in the game. Under center, Berglund back out to Lester across the left side. He'll stumble forward very close to the touchdown, and he is in! The 3-touchdown game by Cale Lester.
And standing in the other corner, coming in at a ginormous 6 feet tall. He's that tall because he eats his green vegetables, including drinking a kale smoothie every day. Weighing in at 200 pounds even, Cale Anthony.
Coach Jorth, what kind of back is Cale?
Cale Anthony is a powerhouse running back who would rather run over somebody than run around him, with great speed, vision, and power behind his pads.
Now, Cale, how would you describe yourself as a back?
Powerhouse. I like hitting people.
Short and sweet. He likes to hit the end zone as well.
Hands it off to Anthony. He finds room around the left side, and he's loose to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, 38 yards for Cale Anthony, and the Trojans are an extra point away from tying this game. Second and a short one. Handoff goes up the middle. Anthony stays on his feet. Does he cross the end zone? He does. Second touchdown of the day. It's a 5-yard rush by Cale Anthony, and the Trojans take a 13-7 lead with 9:47 to go. Two special teams plays, and the Trojans are right back in the lead. The handoff goes to Anthony up the middle again. He pushes forward, and he is, wait for the call. Touchdown, Pleasantville. I formation, Cale Anthony rushes forward. Touchdown, Pleasantville. And they get this one close. It's now 17-13.
And now it's time. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Who is the true king of the Pleasantville backfield? Let's take it to our panel of judges who are not named Cale. Who is the winner?
I'm going to go with Cale.
I got to say Cale.
Hands down, Cale is the winner.
Coach Jorth, who's better?
I think it's Cale.
It's a unanimous decision. The winner is
Radio.
There you have it, folks. The king of the Pleasantville backfield is Kale. For KNIA Kerala Sports and Football Friday Nights, I'm Cole. No, I don't eat coleslaw. Cook.